passed away yesterday at 80. Short battle with cancer. That's all her publicist is saying right now, but man.
Yeah, she was always giving fans updates of her health struggles.
Never said cancer. Yeah.
But literally as like 4 days ago, 4 or 5 days ago, she told People Magazine she was responding well to meds and treatments. And doctor just said it'll be a little bit longer before I can get stage ready because I got to be dragging banjos around in my 5-inch heels, wearing my heavy sequins and my wigs and my other things. She looked down at her chest.
I mean, she was a presence. Yes. She was a presence.
She's such a character.
She said one time, my feet are so little because feet or things can't grow in the shade. Referring to her chest again, yes. She asked Johnny Carson, you know, the guy that was on way before, like, Jimmy Fallon or anything, Tonight Show. But she was like, have you seen my new shoes? He was like, no. She was like, neither have I. Again, referring to her chest. She was an absolute presence. Of course, Imagination Library, she set up, and there's a local chapter here in Louisville, but her family's asking you to donate there in lieu of flowers.
If you want to do a tribute.
Her husband passed away last year. And that, I mean, what a story. Like, she had been married to him for 60 years.
Yeah.
And he could walk around undetected because he just kind of stayed out of the spotlight, let her do her thing.
Yep.
And I love that. And, of course, she was in movies. This movie, 9 to 5. Yep. Only agreed to do the movie saying, I've got to be able to do the song. And so Jane Fonda was like, all right, done. She was also in Steel Magnolias, Rhinestone, Hannah Montana, obviously.
Sure, that was she was the godmother for Miley Cyrus.
Yes, she was the Dolly gnome in Gnomeo and Juliet. So, I mean, she was an absolute presence. So, speaking of Steel Magnolias, this was shared, and I thought this was kind of fun. One of my favorite Dolly stories, Julia Roberts asked her on set of Steel Magnolias, said, because it was so hot and humid during the filming, and said, aren't you hot with the wig and everything?
Yes.
Just say it's hot. Because apparently Dolly just never complained on the set. And Dolly looked at her and said, when I was a little girl, I used to dream about being famous and rich. And now I'm both of those things.
So I'm never going to complain?
So I'm not going to complain.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
I mean, this is Dolly. Like, this is
need to think like that.
Dolly. Yes. 100%. And, you know, we had shared earlier, but Eminem, of all people, posted a tribute to Dolly and shared this letter that she had written him after he got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Super unexpected.
Yeah, I'm not going to read the entire thing, but just it was a heartfelt letter of congratulations.
And just saying, sorry we didn't get a chance to meet, but I hear you're the best at what you do.
Yes.
Yes. It was really sweet. We've got it actually posted. He put it up on his Instagram. We've got it for you at WDJX.com.
Yeah, and he was just like, I'm sorry we never got a chance to meet, but this note meant so much. And it's just so interesting seeing how her reach expanded way beyond country music.
Well, yeah, and what a compliment to him, too. It's just like, how in the world would she ever know who I am?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And she's
completely
like,
different worlds.
And she's like, you know, I don't know a lot about rap music.
Right.
But I know that you're the very best at it.
Right.
And so just like, congratulations.
That's so
and all
sweet.
That. I know. So, so sweet.
And just keep doing what you're doing.
And I love this quote that she said about her looks.
The most beautiful girl, woman I had ever seen in my life. We didn't go to town that much, but when I would go to see her because she had these long red fingernails, she wore bright lipstick, she had peroxide blonde hair, wore tight clothes, short, and I thought she was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. And my mother said, oh, she's just trash, she's just a tramp. And I thought, that's what I want to be when I grow up.
The Empire State Building, I mean, as well as the Big Four Bridge, they kind of illuminated in honor of Dolly. But Empire State Building did it last night at 9:25.
Oh, I get it.
Several people are saying we should have September 25th be Dolly Parton Day.
9:25.
Yeah, and I'm gonna teach y'all a little bit. Like, Dolly, I know you probably know Whitney Houston's version of this, but maybe you don't know that this originally was written by Dolly Parton.
If I should stay,
I will always love you.
Yes.
I would only be in your way.
I heard that she wrote this. Oh, what a pretty song. What a pretty song.
It's an amazing song.
I mean, Whitney absolutely owns it and does it so much justice.
1,000%.
But this is beautiful. So I heard that she wrote that and Jolene in the same day.
Wow.
And this.
That was a productive day.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Day. I mean, this.
I hope she had, dessert that day.
Dessert. You know what? Kick your heels off and have yourself a scoop of ice cream. Yes, and cake. Yes, for sure.
I'm good.
Wow.
Jolene. Oh, yeah.
Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can.
Oh, wow. What a, and then
that cuts.
I know it. That is an absolute banger. Of course, her song with old country guy Kenny Rogers, Islands in the Stream. Yes.
We got something going on. Tender love is blind. It requires a dedication.
You're listening now. You're like, why is DJ X doing that? Listen, we are honoring music. This is music.
This is music. Iconic.
Yes, and she had such an influence on everyone, including Miley Cyrus. They did so many different things. They did a version of Jolene several years ago.
And
of course,
it was so good.
Yes, of course. Remember last year, Sabrina Carpenter and Dolly Parton did a version of Please, Please, Please. And you are not going to swear in front of Dolly.
No, you don't. Shit, that was so good.
I know.
So good.
Yeah, actually, we're gonna kind of mix that version in, you know, because we play Please, 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 but you know, for a little while at least, we'll mix that version into our playlist because
rightfully so.
I mean, for sure. I mean, Dolly did everything from covers with Motley Crue.
How wild is that?
Yes. I mean, so anyways, yeah, Dolly will forever. And I'll tell you.
She had a great Christian song with Zach Williams, too.
Yeah.
Really good one.
She was multi-genre, that's for sure. One of our coworkers, Amy, just she had such a strong reaction. She was like, I don't necessarily get emotional about
celebrity deaths,
but this one, and she was like tearing up.
Yeah,
and she was like, "This one really, really hit me." And you know, I think it's normal. Even if you never met her, just knowing that she was in the world was like one of those like made you feel good.
I kind of always thought she was like a glamorous grandma of mine.
Yes, she's like a glamorous grandma. Yes, and you know, she's been through Louisville plenty of times. She's just right down the road in Tennessee, and mm-hmm. so it was like proximity wise, you always felt like she was there.
But she's the epitome of just never acting like a celebrity. She was just always like mm-hmm. your sweet neighbor.
Yes,
the way that she interacted with everybody.
Yes. Yes.
That's why she was great.
Jack White, when he heard the news, he was literally in London yesterday when he heard the news and learned and played Jolene to the crowd.
Like, oh, wow.
That right there at his concert. Reba said, "There will never be another you. We will remember and cherish every memory and every note you ever played and sang. Thank you, Lord, for Dolly." So many people from Taylor to Jack White to Beyonce to Paul McCartney said she was so bubbly and full of life. It is difficult to take in the news that she had passed. There was no greater honor for me than to have her sing my song, Let It Be.
Wow.
Look at that. So cool. And so many different tributes. And you know what I love? I love seeing the old pictures of Dolly that have been shared.
Oh, yeah.
She was so beautiful.
Always beautiful.
She was so beautiful.
And listen, we know she had work done. It wasn't bad work. Like, she did look great. And that was the one thing she said, like, what do you want people to say about you in 100 years?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hang on a second.
This is a great quote.
Hang on a second.
Well, a lot of people ask me, you know, what I want people to say about me 100 years from now. I want them to say, golly, she looks good for her age.
She looks good for her age. That's right. She did.
She looked great.
She owned it. She owned it. And she was just such a blessing. And, you know, the world is a little...
a better place because she was here.
For sure.
She left a big mark
for
on
sure.
the earth.
For sure. So, yeah. Dolly Parton there, of course, will always remember you. And this, this was her nails. You hear the tick, tick, tick,
yes.
tick, tick, tick. That's her nails.
Stop it, really?
Yeah. She's clicking her nails together because she had nails.
She did have
that
nails.
Girl had nails.
They were always.
And she owned her look. She was a humanitarian and a great person.
She was sparkly every day.
All right. Dolly Parton there. You know what? Yes. And like you said, the world was a better place because she was in it.